the empower, the glory, and the might of His strength.
Amen, amen. Believe or not, we are in the spiritual warfare. Every day we are encountering the spiritual battle. The earth we are living on is full of spiritual battles. Because the prince of principalities, the prince of the air, the authorities in the heavenlies, it's the God's enemy, right? We know. And his name is Satan. And under him, when he was cast out from third heaven, he took one third of the angels. And they are called now evil spirits or demons. So there's intense spiritual warfare now in heaven, as well as on this earth, as well as in your mind. Even as we are worshiping God on Sunday, there's a spiritual warfare going on. Where? In our minds. To come to church on Sunday, to celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ, to speak for Him, it's a battle. To share the gospel of Jesus Christ is a battle. To pray, to live a life of prayer, oh, that one, surely it's an intensive spiritual battle. Do you think prayer is easy?
No.
You try to set a day and time to pray, hey, the enemy will surely hinder you, perhaps make you busy not to pray. When we declare Bible study, discipleship, shepherding, especially when we're talking about the core messages of the Bible, Christ and the church, there's a battle. We declared this small group Bible study 2 Sundays ago, and we started evening revival. And we're talking about the mingled spirit, we're talking about the calling on the name of the Lord. Surely this is a spiritual battle. Because the enemy does not want us to call on his name. Because the Bible says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
Shall be saved. So the enemy does not want one more to be saved. Enemy does not want us to release our spirit to touch God, who is spirit. So the enemy will do everything to hinder us, put the obstacles, stumbling blocks. Oh Lord Jesus, we are in an intensive spiritual warfare. Do you sense it? Do you sense it? Oh Lord Jesus. Therefore, we need Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 5 is talking about the bride, and chapter 6 is talking about the warfare, warrior. Now going back to book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Image has to do with the inward being, likeness has to do with outward being. And then have them dominion, have them dominion over all the earth and rule and reign over them. So God's intention from the beginning is God's image and God's dominion. Everybody say God's image and God's dominion. The image has to do with Christ, because Christ is the image of invisible God. So image has to do with the Christ, dominion has to do with the church. Remember the canon of the Bible? Christ and the church. The entire Bible is talking about Christ and the church. Without Christ and the church, it's a man without the heart. Right? So image and dominion. Christ and the church. Character and ministry. Bride and warrior. This is what church is all about. Okay, brothers. Let's do spiritual warfare for about for about 20 minutes from now on, alright? Okay? Because even as I'm speaking this word of God, this is a spiritual battle now. To make you tired, to make your mind not unfocused, right? Remember, this is God's time. So let us open ourselves, our mouth, by saying amen.
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 By opening our heart, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By opening our spirit,
amen.
So that we can touch God who is spirit.
Amen.
And make sure that we receive Him. Make sure that we are filled with Him. Make sure that we are saturated by God. Possessed by God. Because if you are not possessed here, how can you be possessed by God there? It's more difficult to be possessed by God there in the world, in your factory, than here in the church meeting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, so we need to be possessed by our triune God.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Focus, my brothers. Focus, please. So here, image and dominion. Christ in the church. Listen. Christ already defeated His enemy, who is Satan. When He died on the cross, He said, Tetelestai, it is finished.
Amen.
Satan is finished.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Satan is finished.
Amen.
Now, God wants His church, His body, to experience this victory, which He already accomplished on the cross and through the resurrection. Although He already won the victory, now God has given commission. God has given us mission, right? God has given us responsibility to His body, to church, to defeat the enemy, to execute the enemy. God already won the victory, but He wants us to execute it so that we can experience the victory. Because if we experience the victory of defeating the enemy, then that will be not only our joy, but that will be Christ's joy. That will be His joy. You see, Christ can execute His judgment upon His enemy right now. He can do it. But He chooses not to do it. He chooses to use His people, the church, to defeat the enemy. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise for God's wonderful purpose. So church is all about having the dominion, having the authority, and defeat the enemy.
Amen.
That's what church is all about.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If 100 people come to church, or even 1,000 people come to church, and they do not know how to battle with the enemy, they do not know how to do spiritual battle, they do not know how to fight the enemy, that's not God's purpose of the church. Remember, book of Ephesians is the heart of hearts out of 66 books in the Bible. Oh, brothers and sisters, I urge you to spend time with the book of Ephesians. Open the book of Ephesians and start reading it. Reading the not only the Bible, the footnotes, right? Reading it and pray with it. And you realize the heart of God has to do with the church, the body of Christ. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 32. Christ and the church, the great mystery. Husband and wife. Husband and wife is a shadow of the Christ and church, right? And that's not what church is all about. That is very important part. But through the bride, God wants to fight, defeat, and deal the enemy on chapter 6. So one who can experience chapter 5, which is the bride of Christ, can only become warriors of God, warriors of God's kingdom on chapter 6. So brothers and sisters, God is calling us to become bride and warrior. We are a corporate warrior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to know how to fight. Because enemy will not be nice to you. Satan will not be nice to you. Do you think Satan will be nice to you?
No.
Hello. How are you? Okay. I forgive you. I give you mercy. Satan will never do that. Satan is brutal. He's a liar. He's a destroyer. John chapter 10, verse 10 clearly says, I have come, Jesus is speaking, right? I have come so that you may have life and abundant life. But the thief comes to kill, to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yes.
Oh, my friend, the enemy is active in killing us, in destroying the body of Christ. He's very active. So we must be aware of the spiritual battle. Oh, Lord Jesus. But praise the Lord, in a spiritual battle, God is telling us today's scripture. Going back to Ephesians, all right? Scripture is telling us what to do. Ephesians 6:10. Read it again. 6:10, the first one. Okay, ready? Finally, be empowered in the Lord and in the might of His strength. One more time. Finally, be empowered in the Lord and in the might of His strength. Hallelujah. The word finally there implies, refers to Ephesians chapter 1 to 5. Right? Apostle Paul is talking about chapter 1 through 5, the one new man. The importance of the body of Christ. The importance of the bride of Christ. To live out Christ. To live in the Spirit. Right? And then it says chapter 6, finally, what does this imply? This means chapter 1 to 5, talking about the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, all this enjoying Christ thing, there's a purpose for that. There's a purpose. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's a purpose for eating Jesus. There's purpose for praying. There's purpose for breathing in Jesus. Hello.
Amen.
If you are eating and drinking and enjoying Jesus, praise the Lord. But if you stop there, you're missing the another 50%. It's like one coin, double-sided, right? Double-sided coin, 100 won in Korea, in U.S. quarter, quarter peg, right? The both side, double-sided. God's intention for you and I, God's purpose for you and I is to become bride and the warrior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I desire with all my heart that we can become the warriors and know how to fight the enemy. If here, few members here, if we as the church, we as the bride of Christ, if we can stand as the warriors of the kingdom of God and we determined to fight the enemy, you know what? We will overcome. We will experience breakthrough. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will experience God's blessings. Amen?
Amen?
So, we need to go back now to the scripture. Finally, that implies to all that, right? It says, be empowered in the Lord. Okay, let's talk about that word, be empowered. Okay, in Greek, that word be empowered means... There are three verbs in the tense, okay? Number one, it's imperative. That be empowered means it's authority, imperative means that it's a must thing to do. As a Christian, as a church, we need to be empowered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now notice here now. The scripture does not tell us to be powerful. Right? Tell somebody. Scripture does not tell you to be powerful, but Scripture tells us be empowered. Say that to somebody. Many Christians make mistake here. They are thinking that they need to be powerful. Listen, there is no such thing as Superman. You know the Superman movie?
Yes.
That's a fake, we know that, right? There's no Superman doesn't exist, right? Only the body of Christ exists, right? Hallelujah.
Yeah,
there is no Superman. There is no powerful. Be powerful. No. Listen. There are, of course, we know that there's some pastors or some bishop or whatever, the servant of God, they're acting very powerful, right? They can heal disease and cast out demons, all that, right? Don't make mistake thinking that they are powerful. They're anointed men. Man of God. Oh, man of God. Oh, do not worship man. Worship God. Listen, there is no such thing as powerful man. There's only powerful Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the word here implies be empowered, right? Okay, be empowered. That means, let me go to the third point already. Means passive, not active actually. Okay? The voice of this word, be empowered, is passive, not active. What does it mean by passive? Passive means that you are not the one who's acting out. You are not the one who's initiating. You are not the one who's starting. In other words, we cannot overcome the enemy with our natural strength, with our natural power. Be empowered is passive, means that we need to be in the mode of receiving. Okay? We are receiving his power. We are receiving his authority. Hallelujah. You understand this, right? Okay? I am not the one who's fighting. No. I need to be empowered, meaning that I need to receive. Passive. You actively trust the Lord, but you are in a passive mode of receiving the power. When you receive the power of God, then you will be empowered. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay? Now, so that word empowered is imperative, is a must. Because the enemy is like a roaring lion crouching, right? To eat it up. To eat the saints. Even the elected one. Are you elected one? Are you elected by God? Be careful. Bible says, even the elected one, the enemy is roaring like a lion to eat you up. Therefore, Bible says, be empowered. Because if you're not empowered, then Satan will eat you up.
Yeah.
Will destroy you. It's a very intense war here. Oh, Lord Jesus. We're talking about this spiritual warfare now, the evening revival, the morning revival, right? Oh, we need to put the full armor of God, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. So, everybody say imperative.
Imperative.
Present tense.
Present tense.
Passive.
Passive.
Those three, okay, the verb. Be empowered. It's the same with the Ephesians chapter 6:18. Can we go for that? Ephesians 5:18. Did you notice? Okay, right here. Okay, read this now. Read this. Begin. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit. That word be filled is the same verb. Imperative, present tense, passive. That be filled is the same verb with this be empowered. Okay? So go back to Ephesians 6:10. So be empowered. It's imperative. Because the enemy is active now. You understand? The push button has been pushed. And Satan is active. But the Christians, the believers, are not active. Satan is active, but the Christians are sleeping. Church is sleeping. Oh! What an alertness. So we have to be imperative. It's a must thing. Okay, listen. So it's a must thing, okay? It's the only way we can live, because this is God's intention, God's purpose, for us to fight the enemy, to defeat the enemy, to experience the victory that Christ has already won on the cross. Now, second is, I said present tense, right? Present tense means now, not later. Present tense means now, not tomorrow. Today, not tomorrow. What do you think? Huh? Hey, there's a funny story about this. There was a meeting in hell. there was a meeting in hell. Satan, the boss, and all these, demons, right? They're having an urgent meeting. Beep, beep, urgent meeting. Gather around, Satan's shouting, right? So all these demons gather. Hey, Satan said, hey, how can we fool? How can we deceive Christians? And then one demon raised hand. Hey, boss! Okay, you speak. Let's say Jesus never existed. You fool. History proves that Jesus existed. You fool. And another demon raised his hand. Hey, I got an idea, demon. Satan, I got an idea. What's your idea? Let's tell this Christian Bible is a lie. Hey, you fool! Bible changed millions of people! If it's a lie, why change millions of lives? That's not a good idea. Right? So there's a silent now. Silent. And there's a one demon. Raise his hand. Very smart one this time. Raise his hand and he said, oh boss, I got an idea. What's your idea? It better be a good one this time. What's your idea? He said, okay, Jesus is real, he existed, Bible is real, he died, he rose again, everything's real, and he's coming back. But let's tell the Christians he's not coming back today. Let's tell the Christians he's coming back tomorrow. And when tomorrow comes, let's tell them again, he's coming again tomorrow. And tomorrow comes, let's tell them lie again, he's coming tomorrow. And then when Satan heard this tactic, he said, oh, bingo! This is a great strategic idea. Very nice. Let's tell the Christians now. Let's tell the believers. Let's tell them everything's real. Bible is real. But Jesus is not coming back today. He's coming back later. Delaying. So don't worry. Eat and drink and have the pleasures of this world. Continue to work hard. Continue to enjoy soccer. Continue to enjoy whatever. Huh? Don't think about Christ. Don't have the urgency to fight the enemy. This is Satan's tactic. Be empowered is present tense. Now, not tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day, it should be now, today. Every day when you wake up, you say, oh Lord
Jesus.
Yes. Oh Lord Jesus, I want to be empowered. It's imperative. And it's a present tense, so I have to be empowered now. Unless otherwise, I'm not going to eat. You got to have that kind of determination, huh? Unless otherwise, I'm not going to work. You'd be fired. If you don't work, you're fired, right? That kind of urgency. That kind of urgency, my friend. Present tense, now, not later. Today, be empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that we sound like a church, living church, resurrected church, living an active church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how many people are present here. It's not about the numbers. It's about the inner man, your inner man, the true self of yourself. Your spirit. Is your spirit released or not? Are you using your spirit to touch God or not? Did you sing a song, nice song, and you felt something? This electricity, a little bit of emotion, this warm thing? It's not about that. It's not about that, my friend. It's about your spirit. It's about your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not about the style.
Yeah.
It's not about the drum. It's about your spirit. It's not about loud prayer or soft prayer or prayer reading. It's not about that. It's about your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whichever church you go, which styles of worship you go, if you use your spirit, God receives your worship.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you went to a certain church and you are not You don't like the style, whatever, don't like the mood, whatever, and you're not using your spirit, then obviously God cannot accept your worship. And if you're not touching God, then Satan will defeat you, right? We must touch God every day, every Sunday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. So be empowered now, right? And then look at this now, okay? I'm almost done. Just preaching with this one scripture. As I was preparing, I got inspired by this verse. Finally, which refers to the five chapters of the Ephesians. Be empowered. Now you are in the spiritual warfare. You need to be empowered. Now Bible says, be empowered, right? And be empowered. Why? Where? Come on, let's speed it up now. Be empowered. Where?
In the Lord.
Everybody say. Talk to somebody in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Come on, talk to somebody more.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's go to scripture. Let's go over to scripture now. In the Lord. Okay, be empowered in the Lord. If you be, no, listen. The only way you can be empowered is when you are in the Lord. Outside the Lord, you cannot be empowered. All right? In your own self, you cannot be empowered. We need to be in the Lord. In Christ. In the body of Christ. In spirit. Okay, let's go to the... Okay, let's read Romans 6:11. Begin. In the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, you are dead to sin, alive to God.
Amen.
Outside Christ, there's nothing. Only in Christ you are dead to sin. Hallelujah. If you are in Christ, listen, your sin is dead. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You will not have the cravings of the sin if you are in the Lord. The reason why you have the craving and the desire of the sinful nature of the sin is because you are not in the Lord. Amen? Okay, let's go to the next scripture. Okay, Romans 8:1, begin. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you are in Christ, there is no more condemnation.
Amen.
Amen? If you are hearing condemnation, accusation of the enemy because you are not in the Lord, so quickly turn to the Lord. Quickly turn to the Spirit by calling on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord
Jesus.
You know, I'm afraid some people, you are removing my sermon now.
I was not comfortable.
It's been too nice now. But I need my sermon. You know? Why are you taking my sermon away? Last time, like Alex, right? You just did something which I didn't ask. Okay, anyway, thank you, brother. Anyway. What was I going to say? Oh, you know what? Some people, I'm afraid some people are thinking this way. Oh, the calling of the name of the Lord. Why only overflowing church, when I go there, everybody's calm. Oh, Lord Jesus. I'm afraid that some people might judge on this and say, huh, it sounds like an ordinance now. It sounds like a formula. It sounds like a magic formula. I'm afraid some people might think this. Because when I begin to call on the name of the Lord, after a few months, actually Satan accused me. Satan played with my mind. Said, hey, do you think this is like a Winnie? What do we call that bottle?
Winnie.
Genie, not Winnie. Genie, right? I wish $1 million that Genie would come out and give you. Whenever you call on the name of the Lord, you have a genie coming out. Be careful. If you have that kind of mindset, okay, listen, that's not from the Lord. That's not from the Spirit. That's from the enemy. Because it's in the Bible. Bible says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God richly blesses to those who call on the name of the Lord. Now, be frank with me, right? Be honest now. Do you think calling on the name of the Lord is easy or not easy in your everyday life? Huh? Do you think that's easy? No. It's not easy. You're being honest now. It's not easy. You know why? You know why it's not easy to call on the name of the Lord? You know why it's not easy? Because it's a spiritual battle. Because Satan hates it. Because God loves it. And today's topic is calling on the name of the Lord, right? We know that, right? What? It's our spiritual breathing. We demonstrate that last Sunday, right? Remember? You were here? We said, stop breathing. Remember? You won the game, right? Stop breathing for 3 minutes. It's our spiritual breathing. Lamentations 3, 55, 56. How many times I have to emphasize this verse over, over, over again? It's our spiritual breathing. Next. Okay, go ahead. Neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. In Christ Jesus, listen, you have comfort. You have confidence. Because when you're thinking that, hey, my sin is going to separate me from the love of God, you're going to feel insecure, right? Insecurity. You understand? Fear. All those are from the enemy, right? Because you're not in the Lord. Okay, next. I love the next verse. Okay, Ephesians 2:6. Ready? And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms. In Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. When you are in Christ Jesus, automatically you are raised up together with Christ. You are seated together with Christ. Therefore, you have the authority and you can defeat the enemy. You can deal with the enemy. Amen. Do you know if the Bible says in Ephesians, right? Hey, our wrestling, our battle, that word wrestling means face to face with the enemy. Do you understand? Here's the enemy. Here's the enemy, right? The word wrestling means not far away. I don't like you. In Jesus' name, go! Doesn't mean like that. It means... It means face to face, nose to nose. You gotta deal with Satan like that, face to face.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Oh, Lord Jesus. When you stand and ready to fight the enemy knows he will flee. But you don't want to fight, you're scared, or you don't want to be bothered, whatever, he knows. He will come towards you or at you, right? Okay, next verse. Ephesians 3:11, begin. According to his eternal purpose, which the accomplishing in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. He accomplished everything. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Therefore, he accomplished everything. Now we are only ready to. We only need to just stand firm in the Lord and fight the enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, the last point here is, okay, it says, no, next. Okay, according to his, no, I'm sorry. Okay, if you go to 6:10, it says, finally be empowered in the Lord and in the might of his strength. Now notice the scripture says, be empowered in the Lord, and then didn't finish there, right? Do you see that? Bible says, be empowered in the Lord, and the Bible says, and. There's a word and there. And in the might of his strength. I'm done here now. Look at this. All right. Who's warrior of the kingdom of God? Raise your hand. Who is the warrior of the kingdom of God here? Who? Do we have warrior here? Huh? If you're not warrior, then what are you?
Demons.
Huh? If you're not warrior, what are you? So how many warrior of the Lord we have here? Stand up now, stand up. Because I'm going to declare now.
Stand up. Stand up.
Okay. Are you a warrior? Huh?
Yes.
Okay, confirm with your brothers. Talk to somebody. Are you a warrior of the Lord?
Are you a warrior of the Lord? Oh.
Are you a warrior or are you a wimpy Christian? Okay. And in the might of his strength. Be empowered in the Lord. Okay, that's one thing. And the Bible says, and It's referring to, hey, it's not finished. The empire in the Lord. And means something else,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Now we learn the lesson of be empowered, imperative, present, and passive, right?
Yeah.
Now we need to be aware of the second part, which is, and it says, in the might of his strength. What does that mean? In the might of his strength, he's talking about God's power, right? In the might of his power. Where is that? Where is this might of his power? Where is this might of his strength? Where is it? We have to realize, where is this? Hello? So many Christians, they pray, oh God, fill me with your power. Right? Fill me with your power, more power. They're always focusing outward. Outward. They're always focusing. Right? Oh, I need to receive. But the gospel is, this might of his strength is already existing in you.
Amen.
This is gospel.
Amen.
This is called God's dispensation. God's dispensation. Jesus, God came to this earth in the flesh. He died on the cross for our sins. He rose again to give us life. He became a life-giving spirit. So now he's like air. Spirit means air. Pneuma, air. We cannot see the air, but he's here, right? Likewise, spiritually, he's air now. So, the moment we say, Lord, Lord Jesus, we can receive the Spirit into us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that Spirit is what? Mighty of his strength.
Amen.
The Spirit in you is mighty.
Amen.
Spirit in you is powerful.
Amen.
Don't think that power is something somewhere else. Don't think the power is somewhere else, right? Yes, there's a power on the throne of God, but there's a power in you.
Amen.
Life-giving spirit is in you.
Amen.
What else you need?
Yeah.
Hello, church, what else you need? It hurts me. It hurts me, and it brings a heartache. Whenever I see young men, the young believers, when they are possessed, when they are covered, when they are bothered and hindered by the enemy in their minds, whenever there's a stronghold in the believer's mind, young men and women, oh, it really bothers me. Recently I met young people, and they have a mind disease, mind problem. They have a mind problem. Depression, they're taking the pills. Mental illness. They have to take the medicine. Rely on the doctors. Oh, this really bothers me. This really bothers me. We have God, who is the creator, who is the healer, who is our Savior, who really loves us so much that he died on the cross, and he lives in you.
Amen.
That's in the might of his strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this power in you wants to come out. This power in you wants to be released. How do you release the power in you? Prayer. Calling on his name. Calling on his name. Eating Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By opening up your heart. By opening up your spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, last verse, and then we're going to pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, last verse. Ephesians, where is that? Ephesians 3:20. Okay, ready. Ephesians 3:20, just last verse. Ready? Let's read like a warrior now. Come on, church, warrior.
Yeah.
Ready? Begin.
But to him who is able to do superabundantly above all that he has or think, according to the power which operates in us.
Which operates where?
In us.
Where?
In us.
There?
No.
In us. In you.
Yeah.
Where? In your spirit.
Yeah.
In your spirit there is all inclusive Christ.
Yeah.
In your spirit there's all inclusive power.
Yeah.
In your spirit there's all inclusive Jesus Christ. Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, God is commanding you, stand firm and fight the enemy.
Amen.
Kick his butt.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We need to enjoy kicking Satan's butt. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, nothing can separate you from the love of Christ.
Amen.
Bible says, we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Bible says we are the children of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bible says all things are possible through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
Come on, worry up.
Yes.
You don't sound like worry. Some of you. Don't think too much. Come on, church. Truth is very simple. Did you know that? Hello, church. Come on. Look at me, please. One last thing. One last thing, please look at me. Okay, hands up, face. Someone told me that you're losing your weight on your face. That's a good news. The fat on my face is going away. I'm looking slimmer, huh? Amen. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ comes back, we're gonna be resurrected with a glorious being.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's gonna be 10 times handsomer than this.
Wow.
Can you believe it? You're gonna be handsomer, much handsomer. 10 times. 100 times more. Praise the Lord. Listen. The truth is always very simple. Why your this mind is complicated? Huh? Satan has sown so many other seeds rather than the seed of Christ. The seed of Christ is very simple. God says it, you believe it, it settles it.
Amen.
You don't need anything else. Hallelujah. You need the word of God today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be empowered in the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in the might of His strength.
Amen.
The first scripture again. Come on, let's recite this now. Come on. Ready? Say like warrior, all right?
Amen.
Not like a wimpy Christian. Come on. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, begin.
Finally,
talk to somebody.
Finally,